This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful. Once again, we are here, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum. I am Beta, and again, I have the honor to be the host of today's episode for A Better Life. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and as I told you, this is the program for A Better Life, my favorite one. As you know, up to here in the series of episodes we had, we talked about many principles and many factors of being a true believer and many responsibilities we have in our own life in order to have a better life, in order to make the hereafter for the resurrection day and so on. And in today's episode, the emphasis is on the social perspective on this issue. I mean, in the social perspective, what should we do in order to have a perfect social life? We talked about some factors like guiding other people through the right and good deeds, and to be a good and true believer. And especially in this episode, we're going to talk about opposing the oppressors and the unjust. As you know, we talked about the concept of justice and demanding of it according to the justice of Allah Almighty. And it is narrated that the great companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, quoted the messenger of Allah as saying, "Whoever pleases an unjust ruler and deviates from the right path is expelled from the religion of Allah." So, as you see, here we see the importance of actually opposing the unjust in order to be a true believer and in order to go through the main principles of Islam. We all know that the social life of any community requires the establishment of a government that undertakes the task of providing schools, universities, hospitals, roads, and all of these facilities. So, Allah ordered Muslims to have a state, a government, and to also have a leader, an imam, who has authority over all of these actions in a society. The leader of the Muslims, who has power over everything related to strength and authority, should possess the following qualifications. If you do not see these qualifications in the ruler of the Islamic Ummah, you have to do something. And the first step of doing something and taking an action is to accepting that this is your responsibility to do something. Let's keep it here and have a short break, dear listeners, and we're gonna come back. No time, we are here again with you, and this is RIB English Radio. This is For a Better Life again. So we were talking about these responsibilities of ours as social individuals, especially in the Muslim society. And in this episode specifically, we're talking about opposing the unjust. If we see injustice, if we see oppression, we have to do something about it. And in order to have to do something about it, we have to have the knowledge behind taking an action. So we have to know the qualification of a leader of the Islamic Ummah, which I'm going to count some of them for you. He should be a free man, sane, mature, and actually legitimate birth, okay? These are some factors that may sound somehow basic, but these are really important things to have in your mind because this is a part of your knowledge. And this knowledge will help you to identify the justice in your society, which is your responsibility, which is everybody's individual's responsibility. The other thing is that he should be God-fearing and just in his rule over the people. This fear of Allah Almighty is really important, because if a person doesn't fear of Allah Almighty, it means that he may be capable of doing anything. And the source of corruption sometimes is the leader of that society. So if the leader of the society is not a good person, then the people of that society are not going to be good too. And we have this narration. The concept of the narration is that the people are as the same as the rulers. So if you see like there is something lacking in the ruler of the society, it is your responsibility as an individual and at the next step as the whole people together to do something about it. Another qualification of the leader of Islamic Ummah is that he should rule and govern according to Allah's laws and regulations. So, and the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, this is another factor of how to finding someone to rule this Islamic Ummah. So, don't forget that this is your responsibility to find someone who is qualified enough to have this heavy task of actually managing a society. Sometimes we may have this mere thought in our mind that, okay, I'm only a little individual in this big world. What I have to do with all these stuff? It's not like that. You are a part of the whole thing. You are a part of a big society, and everything you do is going to be the change you want to see in the society. And this beautiful quote again, that be the change you want to see in the world. And it's exactly the same here. If you have trouble finding out your responsibility towards actually society, then it may help you that if you change yourself, you're going to change your surroundings. And if you change your surroundings and other people around you, it's going to make a miracle in the society. So let's keep it here, go for a short break, and then we're going to come back.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need. It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
it's all I need.
I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need to be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
IRB English Radio for a better life. We are here again, and talking about the qualifications of a ruler. I counted some for you. You can go and search more. And even in the last episodes, we discussed more about these qualifications. But the hint and the gist of the thing that I'm going to tell you is this narration from Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, never obey anyone when your obedience to him is disobedience to the Creator. This is really beautiful. When you see obedience of some creatures is the disobedience of the Creator, you have to do something about it. This is your responsibility. I mean, it's not like you tell me, okay, I'm out of power, I cannot do something, and you excuse yourself out of your responsibility by all this. No, you have to do something. This is your responsibility. If you're not doing anything, this is your problem. This is not a problem of society. This is not a problem with the ruler or something. This is you and you and you. Thus, through these Islamic laws and instructions, we form a developed Islamic society in which justice, mercy, love, and equality exist, and in which all kinds of corruption, crime, and aggression disappear. Human nature is prone to making mistakes. Doesn't mean that you have to use it as an excuse for justifying yourself to make mistake. No. You may make mistake. You may choose the wrong persons to rule over you. You may feel carefree about your society, but always there is this chance for you to make you free from all these mistakes and find your right path, and at the same time help other people to find your path too. So you may think like these are big steps in order to have a better life. I may sit in my home enjoying everything, watching a movie, listening to music, but this is not all. Your soul should be nourished. Don't forget that. Besides our physical body, there is this vast soul that we have that it should be nourished. And the nourishment of our high soul is this good deeds and this obedience towards Allah Almighty. Thank you for listening to me. I think it was all the time I had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.